I'm Frank Vaughn. It is still February 2nd, 2026, and I'm back at you again because I just have to respond to this comment because I think this really puts the cherry on top. That other guy, some Anon online, says, yes, we Ontarian conservatives know what Western conservatives want. We know, and you can't get it. Western conservatives need to understand they have three options. One, tepid conservatism that mostly just shows the progressives down for 4 years, slows the progressives down for 4 years with no hope of anything being done that isn't exclusively federal. Two, progressivism, unfettered by opposition at any government level. And three, independence. Please vote for independence. Your inability to understand the realities of conservatism in the East, where the vast majority of voters are, is causing liberals to win far more often than they should be. It's our fault. It's conservatives' fault. It's real conservatives' fault who care about the real issues, the problems. It's the Western conservatives, where most of caucus sits for the Conservative Party, where most of the money that funds the Conservative Party comes from. It's our fault. Let's listen to our blessed brother from Ontario, who will talk down to us from on high about what we need to do, is causing liberals to win far more often than they should be. If you had any understanding of what conservatism is like in Ontario and the East, you could have won much, much more than you have. But every time a video like this gets released, every time the CPC can show a Maple MAGA or GOP North or whatever slur the CBC wants to use today, saying something that terrifies Ontarian moderates, and rest assured, Ontarian moderates are much okay, are very much okay with the trans issue, as long as they don't personally know any child who is caught up in it, then those Ontarian moderates go flocking back to the Liberal Party of Canada. Ontarian moderates are willing to vote conservative, but only if they're not scared by conservatives. They don't make decisions based on logic or reason. They make their decision based on vibes. And a pro-discrimination rant, all the CBC would have to do is take your rant in context and verbatim. This guy would have you believe that conservatives have to be defined by CBC. That's exactly the problem. You are allowing the labels of the enemy to define your actions and what you stand for. It absolutely puts a clarification. It puts the cherry on top of the very problem I'm trying to highlight in the last video. And that is that conservatives are scared to stand for anything. And you want to look down on Western conservatives? We fund you. We're sitting in caucus. We support that leader. Where did Pierre Poilievre go when your vaunted Ontario moderates kicked him out of his riding? They sent him to Alberta. They sent him to the strongest conservative seat in the House so that he could take that seat from a local guy where he sits now. Everything that the Conservative Party is was built because of Western Canada, not because of Ontario. You people, and your inability to fight, your inability to stand for anything, you're yielding to the CBC, you're yielding to the labels of your enemy, your absolute fear of fighting the media in the arena, even as your opponent funds that same media. It's your fear that makes conservatism what it is. We're not going to cater to you. Why would we cater to you? Look what you produced. Ontario Conservatives produced Doug Ford. Oh, thank God Kathleen Wynne didn't. Like, would Ontario be any different today if Kathleen Wynne was still premier? It wouldn't be. It's much more in debt today. It's still got that rainbow trans flag on top of every single school. They're still programming your kids with a sex ed curriculum that was written by a convicted pedophile. That's what you deliver. Mediocrity. This is exactly the problem with conservatives. Eastern conservatives, they get on a plane, they fly out to Calgary, and they're the ones that made it very hard for the Conservative Party to pass a simple resolution wanting to protect kids from mutilation before they're done puberty. This is what it is. Let's finish reading it. They wouldn't try to understand it. If they did anything like that, they wouldn't be moderates. Just vote for independence, please. You're hurting us in Ontario, who are trying to change things, which makes it impossible for things in Canada on the whole to change. You'll be better off outside of Canada. We'll be better off with you outside of Canada. May we have cordial relations in the future as two sovereign nations. Can you believe the audacity of this individual to write this claptrap and then at the end say, may we have cordial relations after we built in the West, built the Conservative Party of Canada? And I recognized that when I lived in the East. I'm not some Johnny come lately. I know I've only been here for 4 years, but my heart's been here for a lot longer than that. The realities of money and material means it took me a while to actually get here. But I could see that the roots, the very foundation of the Conservative Party is Western Canada. And this is your attitude? Just leave. We'll be better off without you. You will never win again without Western Canada. All you'll be able to produce for the rest of time is Doug Ford. And you know what? You're right. Maybe Saskatchewan, maybe Alberta would absolutely, I wouldn't even say maybe, we would be better off without Canada. We would be better off without that system, that rot that emanates from Ottawa. We would be better off as states under the Constitution. We would be much better off as an independent nation, because then we'd be able to prosper. Then we could reject this nonsense, this mediocrity. Where's your victories, sir? Do you really hold Doug Ford and the PC party and their popular position in Ontario? Do you really think that's good for conservatism? Because I certainly don't. Where's your victories at the federal level? You had Andrew Scheer. You made him milquetoast. O'Toole came along. You didn't have to do anything. O'Toole was already a flip-flopping milquetoast leader. He lost. And then Polyev came along. Apple-eating Polyev. Had a commanding lead heading into the federal election. And you turned him into Talking Point Pierre, pandering to everybody. And you lost. And you're going to lose again. But sure, we're the problem. You're right, my friend. We do need to take our ball and leave. Western Canada does not need... Eastern Canada does not need the Canada of Ottawa.